coming at you live and in color.
Woo! Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 249.
This is a podcast where two drunken ice mages play retro games for your amusement. I am Ice Mage number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Ice Mage number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're going to be a couple of ice mages as we play some Fire and Ice on the NES. Should be pretty cool. This is the sequel to Solomon's Key, which we've played before.
It was like 7 months ago.
Okay. It was a while ago, but it was during the pandemic. So
it was during pandemic.
So Fire and Ice should be pretty cool. But before we get to Fire and Ice, how is it going, Jurek? It's been a while, I feel.
Well, it's always a little while now because we record every other
week. I know. But
it's going good, you know, doing the whole school thing, got everything there. Kind of coming to an end for the semester soon. I mean, it's another 2 weeks. The day before we record next will be my last day of the semester. So,
okay.
About 2 weeks.
Cool.
But yeah, working. I did a bit of gardening today. Moved my garden from the backyard to like the side yard.
Okay.
It just doesn't get enough light.
The big trees there, right?
Yeah. Big tree just blocks it all. So like we tried last year or
so what do you mean this even year two. Like the side of your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because it's like a, you know, I built the like it's like a raised garden bed or whatever.
Yeah.
That I built. So I dug all the dirt out of there and then moved it to the side and then refilled it with dirt.
Okay.
Because it gets a lot more sunlight right there.
It gets enough
that hopefully we can actually get some vegetables like we have not really gotten the last like 2 years that we've tried.
Didn't you get one really big one?
Like
an eggplant or something?
We got one small eggplant.
Oh, okay.
Like a couple zucchini.
Okay.
But generally, like a zucchini plant will give you a lot of zucchini usually.
Right.
And ours did not. We didn't get like any peppers.
Okay.
So we got tomatoes because the tomatoes were in a different spot in pots and they get more sunlight where they are.
Right.
But so hopefully this will be better. So I moved it and I planted some vegetables and yeah.
Excellent.
Now it's just a waiting game. And I got to like water it and everything.
Well, yeah. You know, garden, if you will.
Right.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm good now. So I got this is Saturday, May 8th that we're recording this. And on Thursday, the 6th, I got my second dose of Moderna. I'm a Moderna man. So got my second dose of the vaccine, but last night was the sickest night of my entire life. It really knocked me down. I thought I beat it because like they say it about 12 hours after your second dose is when you'll start to feel sick if you're going to feel sick. And
yeah.
12 hours happened. I was fine. I slept all fine on Thursday night. Friday I woke up, I was just fine. And then like in the middle of the afternoon, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And like, I was so hot and so cold at the same time. And it was just it was crazy. I've never felt so sick in my life, but now today, like that was just yesterday, not even 24 hours ago. And I feel fine. Like I'm totally fine.
That's how it was for me. It felt like shit. And then I took some like ibuprofen and went to bed that night feeling like shit and woke up the next day and was like, oh, and it feels like nothing ever happened.
Yep. And my arm isn't even sore anymore. Maybe a little tiny bit, but like, I don't know. It crazy stuff, but worth it. I'm so happy to have my vaccination. So
oh, yeah, man.
Yep. Life can maybe slowly get back to normal now. So that's good. But yeah, and I don't know. Had the first Retro Gaming Revelry live stream last week. Yeah. So on the off weeks, Revelers, I'll be streaming on Friday nights, just streaming some retro games. Shout out to Nate and Johnny K and Brandon, who were all on the stream last week. That was exciting. Jurek was there for a hot second, but...
I had, like, no internet. Yeah. I was just on my, like, dinner break. And like, oh, is Earl still streaming? I'll pop on there real quick and try to watch on my phone. And it was like, I could hear you say two or three words at a time and then just freeze for an extended period of time and then, like, skip ahead and, like, say another couple words and then just freeze again. So I was like, okay, nope. This is not going to work.
We saw you on there. We were like, oh, I see Actorac on there, but he's not saying anything, so that seems weird. I thought maybe it was actually Abby who logged, was watching on your home TV or something.
I don't know how to do that.
I didn't think so, but... But yeah, anyway, so that was cool, though. First live stream. I don't know. It was pretty fun, you know, something different. So,
Cool.
Yeah. But tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met? And he's shaking his head hard at me.
My head. I got nothing, man. I don't think I've played a single thing in these 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
No, I've been busy.
Well, yeah, you're like working school.
I have such limited time, and then Abby's been so busy with like her work stuff, so if we're both kind of home together, I kind of want to like hang out with her. So yeah, no, nothing. I'm just kind of I don't know, and nothing has really interested me right now. I'm waiting on that next week the Mass Effect Legendary Edition comes out,
and
so it's the original three games all kind of remastered, and I think they redid, not completely redid or anything, but they updated and changed some things in the first Mass Effect that were like super dated.
Like riding in the elevator the whole time?
I think they might have, if not completely eliminated that, at least dialed it back.
Okay. That's the only thing I know about Mass Effect is that the first game takes place entirely inside an elevator.
Not the whole... Yes, there are a lot of elevator rides. As I've stated many times, those are just the loading screens.
I know. I remember one of my old roommates playing it, and every time I looked at the screen, he was in an elevator, just every single time.
I mean, yes, you do ride a lot of elevators. But you also then, you know, when you're riding in an elevator, there's like dialogue, and you sometimes earn you get side quests sometimes riding in an elevator because you hear something over the intercom and then it just adds a side quest into your like quest log.
So it is part of the game.
It is part of the game. Okay. Like, yeah, sometimes you have to ride an elevator in order to get the side quest.
Okay.
Because you hear something and it's like, oh, okay, now it's telling me I need to go to this planet here to, you know, do this thing.
Okay. Well, I actually might look into that myself. I don't play many games on my PS4. But I didn't even know that was coming out, but I've always kind of wanted to play those Mass Effect games. So
yeah, I love them.
Yeah. Well, cool. Played nothing. So, yeah. All right.
I played nothing. Well, how about you, man?
Well, I've played lots of stuff. So yeah. I got the new Pokemon Snap. It's okay. It's you know, it's cute. It's fun. Like, but it's, I don't know. It's just
it's Pokemon Snap. It's taking pictures of Pokemon.
Yeah, you just go around taking. Like, I can only play it. I play it for like 10 or 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, well, I'm done for the day. You know, like that's enough Pokemon pictures for me. It is certainly not worth $60. I do not recommend spending $60 on it. But if it goes on sale, it might be worth it. I don't know. If you're a huge Pokemon fan, it might be worth it. I'm not. Also, it's a lot of Pokemon that I don't know, you know, so I just don't care, you know, like I don't know. So that one's okay.
True. I still really only care about the original 150.
Me too. But, you know, I don't know. But also I am a Monster Hunter now. I bought Monster Hunter Rise and I learned it. I'll tell you what, the learning curve on that game is fucking steep. Like, they tell you there is pages and pages of things that they tell you, but they don't actually tell you how to do anything. Like they tell you all about the menus and blah, 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 but they don't just say like to open the menu, press start, you know, like they don't tell you anything. Like, I don't know. It's really like, what the fuck, guys? Come on. Like, I had the biggest help to me was just like watching YouTube videos of like, this is how you play Monster Hunter. And it like goes, like, I watched this video called Monster Hunter Rise for Absolute Babies, or A Beginner's Guide for Absolute Babies. And that was perfect because like I needed it. Like it told me what to do. It's like, you go around here and you do this. Like, and then once you get it, it's like, okay, it's actually not that hard, but like they make it seem so difficult.
I just need like an actual like tutorial in the game.
Yeah. And the tutorial is just garbage. Like they tell you how to do things one time and then it's like, okay, well, I actually forgot what those button presses were. So how do I get, can you tell me how to do that again? No. Oh, okay. So now I'm just running around this tutorial screen with aimlessly because I don't know what buttons to press, you know, like it's just like, okay. But I don't know. But once I figured it out, it is pretty fun hunting these big monsters. And I do see it is more fun playing with friends. Like, so the reason I got it is one of my Animal Crossing friends is really into it. And so I succumbed to peer pressure and he got us all to buy it. And so we've been hunting together and stuff. So that's been pretty fun though. I've been doing mostly single player stuff by myself, but the times I have hunted with people, it's fun. Like, and it's cool because like in multiplayer, like you pretty much need four people to kill a monster. Like if you try and do a multiplayer quest by yourself, you'll almost certainly die because they assume you have four other people. So the monsters are way tougher, but the single player quests, the monsters are scaled down a bit so you can kill them by yourself, you know? And so I don't know. I've been having fun doing that, but I don't know. It's fun. I don't know if I'll put like hundreds and hundreds of hours into it, but I've probably got like 10 or 15 so far and I'm having fun with it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You really have to be like, okay, I'm going to learn how to do this. Like you have to be in it to win it. Otherwise you're just going to get it and be like, why the fuck did I waste $60? You know, like, but
yeah,
but I figured I bought it. I might as well play it. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. And of course more Smash and of course more Animal Crossing and more Slay the Spire and blah, blah, blah. But, I'm a Duck Hunt main in Smash these days.
Oh God.
It is fucking hilarious. No, like, hardly
because that's just the dog, right?
It's the Duck Hunt dog and the duck is like on your back and like they work together kind of, you know. And but it's just nobody plays Duck Hunt, so like I win all the time just based solely on matchup inexperience, like you know. So like people like, and he's got this, one of the greatest mechanics in the game I think is the can. He kicks out this can and then you press B, or well it's B, I guess. It's Y for me in my control scheme. But anyway, you press it and you shoot the can and you can make it move. And so like you basically, people spend the entire match fighting the can and not you. And it's just so hilarious. Like, I don't know. I've been really having a lot of fun with Duck Hunt. Anyway, that's enough Smash talk. But this week, Jurik, we are going to be playing Fire and Ice on the NES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We should. One second.
Oh, 1 second. Oh.
Your microphone is kind of making clickies in my ear again.
It
like
it was before. It is making clickies. Okay. Well, we'll be right back, Revelers. Okay, and we're back, Revelers. Sorry, just a couple of technical difficulties there. Yep. I'm glad we took the time, though, to fix that so you don't have to listen to that clickiness the whole time.
Yeah. Nobody wants that shit.
Nope.
It's one thing if you're listening, you know, in your car or something, but if you're listening on like headphones
forget about
it. That shit can drive you crazy, man.
Sure can. Anyway, what do you think now? Should we get to our three questions?
Now let's get to those three questions.
All right, let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurik does a little research on the game and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurik?
Yeah, we'll see.
Depends, I don't know
what your questions are.
These are okay questions. There's not a ton of information out there, so I was just kind of reaching.
Okay.
So anyway, here we go. Fire and Ice NES question number one. The Japanese version of this game, which is called Solomon's Key 2, is much more generous to the player than the North American version. How so?
Are you looking for just like one thing in particular?
One thing in particular.
That the select button undoes like your last move or whatever?
That is correct. Yep, the Japanese version includes an undo feature if you mess up. So you can just undo what you did and try again. In the North American version, it doesn't have this feature. So if you mess up, you have to start the whole level over again.
Yeah.
So that seems like why wouldn't they include that? Like, come on, you're not pumping in quarters. Like, yeah. You know, like,
I think it's still more generous than Solomon, even this one. I believe I read though that this has like unlimited continues. And
it does.
Like you can just keep going and you fail a level, just die and you start that level over as many times as you need to. You're not going to have to go back to the beginning of the game.
Right. Right. And
like with Solomon's Key, I think what we got, you get like 3 lives or something.
Yeah.
And then back to the beginning.
All the way back. Yep. And this one too, you can play the levels in any order you want. But apparently you really do want to start with like the first one because they like teach you kind of about the game.
New mechanics get introduced as you go along. So.
Yeah. Okay. One for one here though, Jerick.
Right.
Here we go. Question number two. There is a very serious warning label right on the cover of the box. What does this warning label say?
God, I don't know a word for it. It's something about the addictive nature of the game.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you.
I don't know, like word for word, something that the game is like highly addictive. And
yeah, that's basically it. It says, it takes up like the whole cover of the box. Like, and it says, warning, this cartridge contains logic puzzles that may be highly addictive. And that's all in caps, highly addictive.
Of course. Caution
and restraint are recommended. Like, okay. I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Like it takes up the whole box. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like this big warning label.
Really reaching there. Okay, you are 2 for 2 here, Jarek. Can he get question number 3? Here we go. If you wanted to purchase the Fire and Ice cartridge, how much money would you be spending?
God.
Roughly. You can give me a range.
I'm going to say $70 to $90.
That's incorrect.
More than that.
It's more than that. You would be spending roughly between $400 and $500.
Jesus.
Yeah. This is one of the rarest like standard release NES carts. Because I think a lot of people really liked Solomon's Key. I think it was a huge mistake that they didn't call this Solomon's Key 2 in North America.
That does seem weird. I don't really understand the logic of that.
Yeah, like but also and well, it was 93 when this came out. So, it, you know, Super Nintendo
late.
Was out and yeah. But I looked on eBay when I was finding that question. There was only 2 for sale. One was a North American listing going for $425. And then there was another European listing that was going for $530. So,
jeez.
Yeah. So pretty pricey, this game.
Is it, I guess I don't remember, is it only in America that it's Fire and Ice? Was it
in Europe?
It was Solomon's Key 2 in Europe?
It was, but the European listing was selling Fire and Ice, so it was it was a North American copy. It's just, you know, sometimes on eBay, you can tell when it's from a different country because the price is in italics. Like, it's weird. I don't know. But, so yeah, I don't know if it was European. It could have been Canadian or something, but, but yeah, it was going for $530. Like this is a pricey game. Anyway, you are 2 for 3 this week, Jerick. 2 for 3.
I'll take it.
Not too shabby. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Fire and Ice on the NES?
I will indeed. Fire and Ice, or Solomon's Key 2. It was released in 1992 in Japan and 93 in North America. It's developed and published by Tecmo. The game's director is M. Akama. It doesn't give like, it's just M. period. Akama.
Okay.
Akama. A-K-A-M-A.
I thought you were saying
no.
His name was M. Akama. Like it was just M and there was a comma.
Comma.
Yeah.
No. It's A-K-A-M-A.
Okay.
The composer is Ryuichi Nita. And I don't know what any of these people have done.
Other than
this game.
Well, that's fair.
But we should probably listen to some of Ryuichi Nita's jams
before we move on. I think we should. Let's do it right now. And we're back. It's fine. It's yeah, it's pretty NES-y.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's serviceable for what it is. I mean,
yeah.
There's parts of the songs that are good. It seemed like they maybe get a little repetitive.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you're, you know, going to be stuck on a level for an extended period of time.
Although, at least it is nice that, like, the different, like, levels have different music. Like,
yeah.
It's not like Lolo where the whole game has one song that slowly drives you to the brink of madness.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise... as I said, it's Solomon's Key 2 in Japan. And although it's called Solomon's Key 2, it's actually a prequel to Solomon's Key. Not
it is. It is a prequel. This is Dana's first mission.
Yeah, so. This is his first mission. So you play as the wizard Dana still. And you're given the power of ice magic by some like ice fairy on Cool Mint Island.
Oh, cool.
Which has been taken over by the evil wizard Droodle, who sends out like flame monsters that are going to burn the whole island to the ground. So you got to go and you can,
I don't even know if they're monsters. Aren't they just flames?
Well, they're mostly flames, but they've got like eyes and stuff.
Oh, they do. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, so you can summon blocks of ice and push them and climb on them and whatnot. And you know, and you got to put out all the flame monsters by either pushing a block into them or dropping a block on top of them.
Because the trick, right, is that, or the thing is that you can only make a block down and diagonal from you.
Yeah.
Like you can't make one right in front of you. So like,
right.
You have to figure out, yeah, like sometimes how to like drop a block onto the fire or, yeah, I don't know. It's, from what I understand, this game is much more, it's less like avoid the enemies and kill the enemies and much more puzzly, you know, like just figure out how to beat them.
Just figuring it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I remember Solomon's Key, there were times where it's like, you got to move fast and be fast because these enemies are also coming after you.
And that stems to Solomon's Key was also an arcade game. So like they were trying to get your quarters, you know? So like, but this game was straight up puzzle. And it is different enough from Solomon's Key, so I can see why they wouldn't call it Solomon's Key 2, but also,
I guess,
it seems like you would want to cash in on that success of Solomon's
Key. Yeah, you want the name recognition.
Exactly. I don't know.
I don't know why you wouldn't
try
to keep that going.
I don't know either.
But whatever, I guess.
Should we play this game?
We should.
I think we better take a shot first.
No, it sounds like something we might do.
It does indeed. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woohoo. All right. All right. Okay, here we go.
All right, now we're ready for some video games.
Me too. We're watching this cute little cutscene here. It actually is pretty well animated. Not animated, but I don't know. I like the art. It looks nice. That looks like Princess Zelda.
That's what I was just going to say. This fairy lady looks a lot like Princess Zelda.
Like a spot-on Princess Zelda.
We trust you, Dana.
Motherfucking D-Train. We have a good shout out to Dana. He listens sometimes. So if you're listening, D-Train, what's up, buddy? One of our good friends is named Dana, and we call him motherfucking D-Train. So I think I'm going to call
this. Or sometimes just D-Train.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. Sometimes just D-Train.
We don't always go, hey, motherfucking D-Train.
Well, not always, but most of the time. Do we have to watch this? Is that what's happening here? Oh, my God. Okay. Where to begin from? Beginning, continue. Oh, yeah. Edit mode. You can make your own levels in this game.
Yeah, but I guess on here maybe it's different. But the Japanese cart also had a battery in it, so you could save your progress.
Oh.
The American version used passwords, but that also meant that in the North American version, you cannot save the levels you make. You can make them and then just like play them and then you turn it off and that all your hard work is gone.
Oh, that is a bummer.
Whereas the Japanese version, you could make and save your levels.
Ah, see why? I don't know. Some decisions that were made probably to cut costs. It was cheaper to get a cart without a battery, you know, but
yeah.
Oh my God. This looks like Mario 3.
Okay, so here's World 1. We're just going to start there.
Yeah, start on World 1. Let's do this. Oh my God, here we go. Okay, so there's... Oh, you did it. Well, not
damn
yet.
Right, I did it.
There's five pieces of fire that that Jurek has to put out. Oh, yeah. This level, pretty easy. Yeah,
it is just fire, though, in this one.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
I saw a picture where they had faces or something.
Well, there is. So each world has nine levels in it. And then the 10th world is sort of a boss level. But you still have to solve a puzzle. But also some weird things are happening. Like, uh-oh.
Oh, no, don't worry. I can hold it up, apparently.
Oh, I see.
And then move out of the way and drop it.
There was like a long piece of ice that I thought was going to crush Drake, but nope, he could just hold it up. So, cool.
These levels have been short, so I'm just playing a couple of them. And then I'll switch over to you.
Oh, nice. Yeah, play a bunch, you know? I don't know. These are super short.
It really eases you into this.
It really does.
It took me 6 seconds to beat that level.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to get a little trickier here, maybe.
It's very colorful, though. Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, okay.
A little trickier.
I took wasn't one sure step what was going to happen.
The,
yeah.
One step to the right, and the whole level is beat.
Everything just fell and took everything out. All right, I'm going to swap to you.
Oh, I was like, what did I just press?
Nothing.
Okay, this is me now?
This is you now.
Okay, here we go. So I want to... Oops. Oh, I see. How do I get...
I gotta
make a block.
I think you gotta make a block.
Oop.
Not
I see,
away.
I gotta go up here.
Gotta go up there. Make a diagonal
oh,
down
Oh, I
there
see.
You go.
There we go. Now, oh, did I mess up?
No.
No.
You're doing it.
Oops. Oh, yeah, now I do
take
that.
Take away the lower
yeah.
one and boom.
There we go. Look at that. I'm just beating levels.
God, it took you 28 seconds to beat that level.
I know. And I needed your coaching.
Dragging us down.
I know.
Here.
I needed you to coach me, too, so...
We're never going to beat the speedrun world record.
Oh, my God. I feel like I messed up already.
I don't think so.
I'm not paying attention. What does this do?
Now you're just going to take out that on the left.
On the left. Oh,
no, your other
right
way.
Here.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
Just drop a big old sheet of ice on all
right on them.
Flame guys, and boom.
Man, we're just flying through this game here. Can I do this?
Nope.
No. Oh, did I mess up? I think I messed up.
Yeah, but I don't know how.
Well, wait. Maybe I can make that go away. And then... Oh, yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. And we do that.
Now you got it. Now you can... Yeah, you can... Oh, I thought that was going to drop on him.
I did too. Okay, hang on. Okay, what do I need to do here? I need to do... Okay, so we were talking... Talking some trash about how easy this was, and now
we're stuck.
Completely and utterly stuck. Okay, wait. So now that's there. Now we do that, and then we do that. Okay, yeah. got one. Now, well, looks like one seven.
Furthest anyone's ever made it. Because obviously, as you all know, Revelers, if we can't do it, then nobody can.
Then nobody can. That is correct. Wait a minute here. Okay.
I mean, if you could just...
I want that one to fall. Why won't that one fall?
I think maybe you did mess up. I think maybe you needed to make more up top before you came down here.
All right. I'm going to die.
That you could then push onto them.
Try
you
again.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
You were still doing it right before, yeah. And you push that. Now if you can make the one right under you disappear.
This one under me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now just go like that and now push that into that.
Okay. And now what
and
do
now
I do?
Before you fall down there, make some that you can like push down that hole.
Like these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I guess you can only do one.
Well, I can only do one, but it's okay.
But that should be all you need.
Theoretically, I don't know. This is pretty tough. Okay, well, we got one that we didn't get before, so that's good.
And you were able to get this other one by, yeah.
By doing this. Whoops.
And then you were able to make some other blocks that would, yeah. Now just do that like two more times. Do it one more time, that same thing.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay.
And then you can drop down there and push those. Now we got it. All right.
Boom. 1-7.
1-7.
We just beat the hardest level in the game. So look at us. Okay, I'm going to try one more, and then I'll give it back to you. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. I think, or how many did you do? Did I do
I did. Yeah, I think I did four.
Okay. Oh. Ah, shit.
That's okay.
Is it? Do I fill this? Yeah.
Yeah, now fill that gap.
Okay, now I get up here. And I go.
Yeah, man.
There we go. Boom. Crushing it. Okay, now he's dead. Now. Oh, I need.
You might have.
I think I just messed it up.
Well, maybe not yet.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not yet.
No.
Now you just gotta.
Go do this, and then this, and then this. There we go. Boom.
Nailed it.
All right. Oh, I think you got to switch controls, or do I do that? Okay.
No, I do that. Yeah, it's all just about making ice, man.
It is all about making ice. I like it. It's stress-free, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I do remember very much liking this game when I was younger.
Like, Solomon's
Key. How do you make... Okay. Oh, wait. Okay, so I got to make this...
What are you trying to...
Go away first.
Oh. But then you can't get that one...
I can if I do this.
Oh, my God, Jurek. You are literally the best.
Now the rest will fall.
Oh, my God.
Now I...
No!
Oh, no, I went too far. I went too far on the ice. I mean, I had it.
You did have
doing
it.
Doing it right.
Jurek is pretty much the best fire and ice player I've ever seen in my life. He knows exactly what to do. But you've played this before.
I have, but I mean, that was...
No.
Like, you, how old are we?
It's okay. You can tell me that you play this game every day, Jurek. It's fine.
I wish. Oh, wait. What did I do?
You messed up.
I did.
You got to take...
Yeah, I got to get rid of that other one first.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, this game is pretty fun. Like, it's very colorful. I like that. There we go.
I like the way the ice looks.
I do too. It looks very ice-like.
It does.
It looks like how if I make windows in Animal Crossing, like on a simple panel or something. It looks like what
boss level.
Oh, is this it?
Something, I don't know. It's the end of World One. I don't know if it's actually bosses or not.
Oh my God.
The fuck is this guy?
Ha ha ha! Can you get out of my labyrinth? I don't know. Oh, you fell in a hole.
I did.
Oh, I read a thing that was like, you know, Dana should just stop standing in that spot when he meets the bosses because he falls through the floor every single time.
Oh, can't do that.
Oh, and there's fire. Okay, so this is the boss level. There's fire coming up at you. Oh, my God. This is nuts. This is the hardest level in the whole game. It's got to be.
I got it, man. I got it.
Do you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then, yeah, right there. Yeah. You got it. You've done it. Did you just... Is that it? Is that...
I have no idea.
Grr! Don't dare to think you have beaten me. on stream last week,
all of a sudden he turned into what, Skeletor?
Yeah, I don't know. I kept doing. When I was streaming last week, I kept doing voices for all the guys. I don't know why, but like I was just doing it. It was hilarious. I thought it was hilarious.
John, wait, what were you playing?
I was the Lost Vikings mostly.
Oh,
but,
right.
But also, I was just doing voices for any game I was playing.
All right, on to World 2.
Here we go. Nice.
And control is yours.
It's mine. Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh, see, now they have
faces.
Yeah,
these fires have faces. What does that mean?
I don't know. That's, see, they're like fire monsters. That's what I was saying, man.
Okay. I think I'm doing it right here so far.
I think so.
Let's see. Nope. What do I want to do here? I don't. I feel like this one wants to go away.
Hey.
Oh, we got a barker. We got a barker. Is that Lily Bee?
Hey.
There we go.
Yeah, that's the little one. Nope, now you're
not
going to be able to do anything, though.
Oh, no.
You need a block down here because you can't. Yeah, that's the hard part with it is that you can't. I mean, it would be too easy, I guess, if you could just make a block right in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
So this adds the little bit of thought and puzzle element. Oh, and yeah, sometimes that. Yeah,
I just move too far.
You move just one square at a time, regardless. But sometimes it feels like I want to hold on to moving left because I think I'm only going to move just a tiny bit if I press left, but really you'll always move one square.
One whole square.
Even if you just tap it.
Okay. How did I do this before? I don't even remember what I'm doing. Oh my God. I messed it up already. Maybe not. Oh yeah, here we go. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, now the... Oh,
there we go. Now you got it.
Okay. Oh, but no, I didn't...
Yeah, that's fine. You can make another one. You can climb on... Push that one.
Oh,
push it to the left.
I see.
Now climb on
top of it. And now... There we go. Okay. Whew.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. That was a close one. This game was pretty tough. All right, I'm going to do one more here. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, you do... Like, I don't know. It's a little loosey-goosey, maybe.
Well, it's just because you think you need to like hold it longer than you do.
Right.
Kind of.
Should I just push this one down? Okay. Now though, what do I need to do before I go down there? I need to at least, oh, I messed up. Cause now, oh wait.
Yeah. You might've messed up. You might've.
Oh
had
yeah.
To make other ones. Cause now.
Now I can't even die though. Oh wait, here I can do this.
Oh yeah. Never mind. Yeah. You're good.
Well, now,
oh, now
you're
really
I'm screwed up.
You were good until that.
Okay.
Little.
So you can just
maneuver.
Press start
and try
again.
Okay.
Though, so that's good.
You Otherwise, don't... you were doing it right, I think.
Okay. So now I go down here.
Hey, little dog, you're gonna have to go away.
What is she all upset about right now?
I don't know. She's looking out the window. There's something out there pissing her off.
Okay.
No, that's wrong.
Is that wrong?
Yep. Get rid of all of that.
Okay.
Go one by one.
Okay. Get rid of all that.
And now climb up on this one to your right. And now do that again. Go all the way across.
Now this. Oh, I see.
And then you'll get rid of that first one.
Yeah.
But don't go that far, though.
Okay.
Now get rid of that one.
There we go. Okay. Jurek is the master of fire and ice. I literally, that would have taken me like 30 minutes to figure out.
Hey, stop.
Oops, no. Okay.
None of our revelers want to hear you barking.
All right, I'm going to play one more while you get your dog under control. Maybe the revelers do want to hear, you know, Lily be barking. We don't know.
I mean, maybe. I mean, it's just, you know, it's part of a recording process in quarantine.
It is. Good old dogs. Okay. You go there. Oh, shit. That was dumb. Damn it. Oh, I did it. Okay.
I didn't even see what happened. All of a sudden, I just heard, oh, shit. Goddamn. Oh. Hey, I did it.
I don't know. Like, I thought I had to make a block, but I could just push a block. So
no,
it was fine. Yeah, you're up. You're up.
All right. World two. God, we've beat more levels than.
Then Carter's ever, got liver pills.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. That's something I think my mom always said it, but I think my grandpa always said it. You got more of that than Carter's got liver pills. I think there was an old commercial or something where Carter had liver pills. I don't know. Anyway, that's a.
All right.
That's a
peek inside the early family there.
Or the Lang family, actually. Yeah, it's my mom's side of the family.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, more of that than Carter's got liver pills. Okay. Jurek is just rocking fire and ice. He's literally the best player I've ever seen. Oh my God. Oh, I thought that.
I know. You always think it's going to. Nothing. The big blocks of ice fall, but they do not hurt you.
Yeah.
They don't crush you. You can hold them up even.
You hold them up, but also like your sprite is just a little bit bigger, and so like it just looks like it's crushing you, even though it's not. Like
it doesn't.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, the background colors changed a little bit. The first world was pink and this one's orange. So that's good. Little variety.
All right.
Man, this game is I can see this game is fun, but this is a podcast game. It might not be. I don't know.
I know because it's hard to like. I don't know. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, okay, so now I'm making a block over here on the left.
Right. Let's see. I forgot to check if we have any discussion questions this week.
Mm.
I'm gonna guess we don't, but we do not. So that's cool. Thanks a lot, Revelers. Come on. Okay. Well, then I'm going to find us a discussion question while you figure this level out, you know?
Oh, I figured it out.
Oh, you did? Already?
Well, I mean, I'm not done with it, nor have I, guess. Oh, no, I haven't figured it out. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. No. Oh, yep. Okay, here we go.
All right.
I figured out at least this first part. Just got to make some shit, push that over there, do one of these. Yeah. Now I got these fire bitches.
Do you? How do you get that guy?
Watch and learn, my young Padawan.
Okay. Oh, nope. Now that middle one? Yeah.
I just got to do this.
Yeah, there you go. Nope.
Yep, I know. Just got to take that out, take that out. There we go.
Oh, nailed it. Nice. I wouldn't have figured that out. I would have been, man, this game is hard.
Now I'm thinking with ice.
Now you are thinking with ice. Okay, I got a discussion question for us.
Oh, okay.
That's apt to our podcast here. So the question is, what is a video game you regret buying? Is there only one or is there like 100?
And I regret buying.
Yeah, what is a video game that you regret buying? I have an answer for this. I didn't waste a lot of money on it, but like when I first got my Switch, I was on Reddit and this game was coming out. And for some reason that day on Reddit, everybody was talking about it on like the Nintendo Switch subreddit. And I was like, yeah, I got to have this. I got to buy it. It sounds so awesome. And it's a game called Floor Kids. It's a rhythm game where you break dance, and it sounded very fun.
I remember you talking about that game. I thought you liked that game.
I liked it okay.
I remember you playing it for a while, at least for like a week.
I played it for like a week, but I only put like, and I didn't even really play it that much. I don't know. Like it, I regret buying it because like it, I really just got sucked into hype on Reddit is all that happened.
Yeah.
And, like I paid money and, you know, played it for a few hours and was done with it. You know, like, I don't know, but I guess I don't know if I regret it, I guess only because I don't ever play it, you know, and I'll never play it again, but I don't know. That's the only thing that comes to mind, but
okay. I know I know there's games in recent years that, yeah, similar things have happened where I'm like, oh, this game should be cool and stuff. And I buy it and I play it for like 2 or 3 hours. It's like, oh, well, I don't really want to play this game anymore, and that was not worth $60.
That could be Super Smash Brothers for you, Jerry.
Well, yeah, I probably regret buying that.
You know, I noticed the other day
I bought into all the hype of fucking, it's Super Smash Brothers, and it's like, I think it came out at a time where I didn't really have anything I was playing on the Switch, so right. I was like, well, this is the big, you know, big game that's out, I should play it, and I don't like Smash Brothers. Just not my thing, man.
I thought it was funny. I was looking at playtime the other day of people's playtime, and Abby has more hours in Smash than you do.
That's because she tried to get good so she could beat you.
I know. She tried to get good in one day. Like
she played for a little while.
She has 5 hours or more. Like, okay. Then she was mad when I beat her, and it was it was like, well, Abby, talk to me when you have 2,000 more hours.
Right.
You know, like I don't know. I also think it is hilarious that you did beat me.
Damn right I did.
I know. I think if we played again, that wouldn't happen, but
probably not.
I would guess that you're just going to keep your winning streak against me and never play me again. So
you underestimated me.
I did. I was also trying to style on you, which.
Yeah, you were trying to. It's the same thing I always say, you know, like how effective is necessarily like somebody who's a black belt in karate against somebody with just like no, like somebody that just goes balls to the wall and just doesn't have any style. Like you as a black belt know how to defend against other black belts
right.
And other people who have trained in karate because you know the moves they're going to use and what they've learned because they've learned the same things as you.
Yeah.
But how do you defend against somebody that doesn't know how to fight and just goes all like
just
really
goes nice. In right
like I have no fighting skills and I just use Kirby and just fucking down beat your ass
and
out
I,
of the out
and
of, Because you think you're like, well, nobody's going to do a down B in this situation. That's just stupid.
And then he does it.
And like, then I do it.
That I call that the noob nomenon. Like you can, I can tell sometimes when somebody's like this, oh, this is the first time they've ever played this game, you know, like, and, like, but they'll beat you sometimes because they're just going to do stuff that you have no, like, you're just like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? You know, like if you have 1 hour in the game, you wouldn't do that. But here we are. I just died because of it. Damn, I don't right. know. Yeah. Funny stuff. The noob nomenon. How's Solomon's Key going here? Ooh. Oh my God. Fairly well. Oh man, there's a lot of like, you really gotta like, I don't know, there's a lot of backtracking.
I did not plan that one out at all. I just kind of got lucky there.
Okay, well, you, it looked like you planned it out because you really right? you really did it well there. I don't know what's happening here. I feel like you have to this is impossible. It's over for you.
Well, nothing's impossible.
You don't want to push that one. You
because yeah, all right. All right.
All right.
I mean, looks it's like, all obviously doable. Oh, I just do this.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Don't do that. I forget, when they're touching a wall.
They stick to the wall.
They stick to the wall if you form it next to the wall. Like, you can push it, and it's not going to stick to the wall.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay. Huh.
But I wonder if I screwed myself.
Well, this seem like there's no, even if you break that one and go down there and then push that block now. Oh, well, you can get that
no,
one
there.
Oh, I was going to advise you not to do any of that.
And well, that's what I was thinking at first, too. It didn't seem right. But then the second I got down there, I was like, oh, wait, I'm an idiot.
Oh, that's hilarious. Like, that was exactly what you needed to do. And I was like, yeah. No, do not go down there. That would be bad.
Literally the exact thing you need to do to beat the level.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my gosh. Whoa, is there a game you regret buying, Drake, or do we already talk about
it? I mean,
that?
Probably.
Probably.
But what that game is a good question, man.
Like, just any game, like, this was just a waste of money. Honestly, Pokemon Snap might be that game for me. Like, I do not recommend paying $60 for that game.
Yeah.
I think I would maybe pay $40 for it, but... But 60 is pretty steep.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what that's kind of what I'm thinking. I can't justify that for that much money.
But see, yeah, why was that level like way easier? I don't.
I mean, it still required some thinking because if I had gone down that area to the left first, I would have been trapped.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So you had to think about the order of operations, kind of there.
Okay.
All right, giving you control.
Okay, well,
I try to think.
Yeah, you think about a game that...
like, if I could look through right now my, like, catalog of games on either my Xbox or PlayStation, I'm sure I can find something on there. Because I know there's games that I bought that, yeah, all of a sudden it's like, God, I don't actually enjoy this game. I bought it because everyone else talks so highly of it. I just
fucked myself. I know.
You got to take this one out first.
It's impossible. You can't get this one. Yeah, it is. How do you do it?
put a block there.
Right here?
Yep.
Okay.
Now climb up to your right. Nope.
God damn it.
Not that far, though.
I didn't mean to go that far. It just goes that far. Okay, here we go. Okay.
And now put one down there.
Oh.
And another one.
Oh.
And now, yep. Do that. Now push that one to the corner.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Nope, not that. Oh, yeah, that works too.
There we go. Okay. Yeah,
there you go.
Now we're cooking with juice. Now I did this last time. Okay. Boom. Okay. Now, poop. Screwed myself again.
Yep.
This game is impossible.
Well, it's not impossible. It just sometimes it requires looking at the level as a whole and analyzing it, not just jumping in all willy-nilly and getting reckless.
I'm reckless.
Because you can completely trap yourself.
Yeah. Okay, now though, if I do
that. So I think do this again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
So that you have a second block here.
Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, wait. First, yeah. First I need to.
You.
Oh, I guess I could have. Okay.
You could. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Now we're cooking with juice. Here we go.
Now we're on the right track.
Wait, did I need to? Wait. Okay. This is impossible. I fucked myself. I think I needed to make more blocks up there.
No, because then you would just fall and be standing on that block, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You need to put one down to your left.
Right here?
Nope. Take that middle one away. No, put that one back. Okay. Stop doing things. Take the middle one away. Drop down there. Put one down to the left. And now put one in the middle.
I see.
And there. Take away both.
Oh, yeah.
No, take away both side ones. And now push that. Yep.
Okay. Trick. I'd be on level one still without you here. Okay.
It's like all my old skills when I played this game are coming back. I'm gonna play this game more. I'm gonna beat this game.
Are you? Is this gonna be your challenge game?
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh my god. Can I try a boss? You played the last boss.
Let's try this and then we
and then it's probably time to be done. Yeah.
Here, while you're playing the boss, there is a speed run in this game.
Oh, okay.
How long do you think it takes somebody?
I think it takes somebody 23 minutes and 14 seconds.
Oh, no. It takes way longer than that.
See? He always stands in the same spot.
It's a different boss. So maybe you thought it would be different. He thought, this lizard's not going to
screw
me over like that. Other.
Oh my God. The fire's moving.
The fire rises.
Oh my God. This is impossible. I've already lost. I don't.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can I stand on it? Yeah. Oh. All right.
That just seemed like a bad idea right from the start.
Wait. Okay. We want to do that.
All right.
Okay.
I think you're onto something here.
I think so too, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think
actually put one there. No. Yeah. I guess that works too.
And now.
And then take away.
Wait. I want to.
You can at least kill.
I think I can kill them all if I do. If I take, oh no.
Yeah, if you had that other middle one gone,
this one.
It'll. I think those will drop weight to time it. Oh.
Oh. Fuck.
No, because now this is gonna fall. I think you had it going right. You just put one too many blocks.
Okay.
On the other side.
Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna do this.
Otherwise, I think you're right. I think you can pretty much like take them all out at once.
So I just do this.
Yes.
And then, wait, I got to go here.
Or not, maybe not all out at once, but.
I can take them all out.
I think you can drop that one when it goes back.
Okay. Now I can.
And then I think the rest you could take out all at once if you.
If I time it right.
If you make that one.
Nope.
Oh, no, because that one got stuck now.
Maybe I can get him still. Oh.
I don't think so.
Nope. he squishes you.
You squish and duck underneath the fire.
All right. Here we go. Let's try this one more time here. Okay.
I think you'll also, then want to take away that other middle one.
That other middle one.
Like the one to, yeah.
This one. No.
Well, no, not that one yet. So take away that one to your left and kill that thing.
Okay.
Oh, but you can't.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Now. Oh.
Oh, they like stop when you.
They do. Okay.
You got to wait till they're actually in the position. These fire guys are going back and forth and moving. But when you drop ice on them, they kind of like freeze in their position. So instead of anticipating their movement, you have to wait until they're actually in the spot.
Yeah. Okay.
So then you can kill that one right there.
Okay, now.
Now you should be good. Once they are in position.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. 210. We did
it. Nailed it.
Look at us beating two levels.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Two whole worlds. Beat like 20 levels.
Yes. All right. Well,
probably the most levels we've ever beaten.
It really is. Well, I think.
Wait. You made a guess, but you were way off.
Was I too short or too
short?
Oh,
it's much longer than that.
In 23 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, think of the pacing of the game. Like, there's only so fast you can
go. Well, I know, but who knows about glitches and shit, so...
True.
All right, how about 36 minutes and 12 seconds.
No, you're still way undershooting it.
Oh, all right. An hour 15.
Closer. An hour, 3 minutes, and 25 seconds.
Okay, okay. Well, it takes about an hour to even speed run this game. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only so fast you can go, I guess.
I guess. And that's I don't know. There's probably not too many glitches that you can take advantage of in this game. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean,
oh, you have Lily Bee now. I thought you put her away. I didn't even notice you had her.
I have this tiny little dog in my lap now.
I see. Hi, Lily Bee. Well, I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts. What do you think, Drake?
I think that's correct.
All right. Well, revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
I know you didn't. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
Oh, I lost a page out of my notebook.
Oh, because of the little dog. Oh my gosh. Oh,
sorry, boo.
Okay, Jurek, how many blocks of ice out of 10 do you give Fire and Ice for the NES?
I like this game.
I also do. It's very fun.
I am gonna give it An 8.5.
That is generous. I think that's about right, though. I was going to give it maybe an 8, maybe a 7.5. Like, what I like about these, like, you know, some NES games have aged terribly. Like,
right.
They're just, like, the worst thing. Like, if you gave it to a kid nowadays, they'd be like, what the fuck is this? What are you trying to get me to play? But like, a game like this is sort of timeless, you know? Like, it's, like, people will always, like, solving puzzles, you know, like, and so it doesn't matter that the graphics are not as good, like,
right?
I don't know,
because that's not
what it's about. Yeah,
like, it doesn't need fancy graphics to convey the puzzles and, like, the logic of everything. And it does require, you know, you gotta think it out, because you can trap yourself. And luckily,
and
what I
had
like
you.
Is the level there, the, like, unlimited continues and everything.
Oh, that's key.
Because in a game like this, I think that was part of what I didn't like about Solomon's Key. I mean, I still enjoyed Solomon's Key just fine, but there were times where you feel like you can't, like, in this, there was never a time where I felt like I couldn't pause and just, like, take everything in and think about it.
Yeah.
Even after you've done a few things.
Right.
Whereas there are parts of Solomon's Key where if you sit there, all of a sudden an enemy is going to come over and kill you.
Right. Right.
Because they're moving around all nimbly bimbly.
All nimbly bimbly from tree to tree.
Whereas this, yeah, you can take your time. The puzzles, I mean, they start out very easy. I mean,
the first
five levels, I think I got through, and none of them took me more than 6 seconds.
And then I promptly took the controller and couldn't beat the level.
And
so
it took like a minute.
It's pretty good that Jurek was here. Otherwise, we'd still be on 1-1. So
it all started to click with me.
Well, it's pretty fun. I don't know.
I really recommend this game.
Yep. What I think is weird, only about this Nintendo Switch version of the game, is the icon on the screen that you select. For some reason, it's not the box art. It's just the start screen of the game.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That does seem a little weird.
Why they did that. Maybe they didn't want to put the box art on because it says highly addictive.
Yeah,
because
it's weird box art.
Yeah, I don't know. I
don't know either. It is kind of weird that it's just, Fire and Ice, like the start screen.
It's the start
Whereas
screen.
Everything else
is the box art
essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. But yeah, pretty fun game all around. Highly recommend.
Yeah, if you've got a Switch, you know, because obviously I would never tell anyone to go spend $400 on this game.
Do not spend
$400. It's not $400 good.
No.
It is definitely a good game.
But it is good.
And like I said, I've only played this game because I played it on emulators back in like high school.
Right, right.
I never owned the cartridge or anything.
Well, even then, you know, even...
I mean, I'm sure, who knows, back in, you know,
I mean,
1999, it probably was not $400.
No, it was probably $5 in a bargain bin somewhere.
Yeah, the video game collecting scene had not really started up yet back then.
No. It was, yeah.
That's more of a modern thing in the last like 10, 15 years.
Sure is. Let's see. Drick, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Fire and Ice, could they do that?
Oh, wait. Let me see.
Oh, wait a minute.
If there were any reviews.
Oh, yeah. What did other people think of this game? Sorry.
That's a good question. That's
gosh,
a good question.
See, like, we haven't done this in a couple weeks.
I know.
Like,
we forget what we're doing here.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. I got nothing.
Okay. That's fair.
So that was exciting.
That was exciting. I'm really glad we took the time to do that. That was... if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Fire and Ice, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do... tweet us, email us, you know, we just want to hear from you. Say hi. We'd love discussion questions, Revelers. Come on, bring on the discussion questions. So we don't have to keep finding Ask Reddits. I mean, which is fine. You know, it works, but...
is that where you found that question that you just asked?
Yeah. It was like just okay. Happened to be one of the ones on the front page of Ask Reddit right now. So
nice.
I was like, okay. But yeah, we would love to hear from you, Revelers. So tweet us. Also just a reminder that I'll be live streaming at twitch.tv/retrogamingrevelry.
Yes.
And I'll be doing that every other Friday. So the next stream will actually be the day this episode comes out. So on May 15th, from 7 p.m. Central Time. ? I went about
all the good parties go to question mark.
I know that is correct. I went about 3 hours last time, so I'd love to see you there. Come hang out, come chat. If you got a Switch, we can play together, so that'll be fun. What am I missing? Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, maybe just Apple Podcasts. We don't even know. We've done this 250 times, or almost 250 times.
Almost.
We still have no idea how it works. Anyway, I think that's about it, though.
I think that is exactly it.
I think so, too. You want to take us out, Jerick?
I sure do. Until next time.
Next time.
I'm not gonna say next week.
And next time.
Until next time, game on, Ice Mages.
Game on, Ice Mages.
I got a dog climbing on my shoulders.
I saw that. I didn't even realize she was there, and then I was like,
she was just laying on my she lays on my shoulders.